In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The gospel that we just heard today is telling us about the story of the paralytic man who was brought before the Lord through his by his friends, and how they all worked together in order to bring him before the Lord. And we hear today that the Lord said to them, when he saw their faith, he said to the man, that your sins are forgiven. And the message of the gospel of today is how we all need each other. For this man, he was healed through the faith of other people. He did not say a word, he did not ask for himself, but the friendship that brought him before the Lord made him to be healed. And this is God's will for all of us, to live together in a fellowship. No one can live in this world by himself. The first thing that the Lord said about it was not good, it was when he saw man living by himself, and he said, it is not good for a man to live by himself. That's why the Lord called all of us members of his body, in order to understand how we need each other. No member can live by himself. No one can separate himself from the assembly and says that I can live by myself, I do not need others, I will avoid them. Imagine that, for example, your eyes decided to stop working because they are tired from other members of the body. No way it can happen by this manner. Also, that's why, because this is God's will for us, he not only called us members of his body, but he also gave each of us a specific gift in order for all of us to contribute into this body. No one of us is similar to the next one to him. No one is typical to another person in the church. Everyone was given his own talent, his own gift, in order for all of us to feel the need for each other. If any of us is a perfect person, he has all the gifts and talents, for sure this person will feel that I'm not in need for others. But this is God's grace for all of us, to feel that we need each other and we complete the deficiency in each other. The church also teaches us so. The worship in the church is liturgical, meaning that we have to be all of us gathered in order for the service to be completed. If the priest comes to the church by himself, he cannot make the liturgy. He cannot pray by himself. At least he has to have two deacons, or a deacon and one from the congregation. Even he is the one responsible for sanctifying the bread and the wine, and the mysteries are to be completed on the hand of the priest, but he cannot do it by himself. He has to have other members in the church in order for the sacrament to be complete. It's a message that we all need each other. We have to think about it. We have to believe it and live with it. Our life as Christians also, we cannot practice the virtues that we are taught about in the Bible without each other. How can the virtue of love be manifested unless we will have another person that I can share this love with? How can the virtue of meekness or gentleness be manifested if there is no one else is living with me? How even the virtue of forgiveness can be lived unless there is somebody even causing me trouble, and I will be trying all the time to forgive this person and live with him in peace? So even to complete the virtues, the Christian virtues, we need each other, we need to be living in assembly. Then how can I experience this fellowship? How should I live this teaching, or how can I live this commandment given to us from God that we need and we have to help each other in order to reach God? First of all, I have to believe that I have a role within the assembly. I am not here in the church to watch, like some people come to the church sometimes feeling like I will come to watch, worship, and go back home, that's it. And I want to keep myself separated from the assembly, this is the way I can live with God. This is wrong, because actually, if we grow spiritually, this growth should be manifested in service. If we really come closer to God, He will bring us to serving other people. We have to glorify Him by serving each other. I have to believe that I have a role, and my role is very specific. My whole character is tailored in order to complete this role. I have to believe this. I do not come to the church to be only a person who watch. I have a role and I have to contribute. I also should experience this fellowship and live with it by feeling responsible for the unity in the church and promoting peace. The responsibility is shared among all of us in how the church should live in peace. Peace is not the responsibility of a sole person, whatever this person might be. Even the Pope himself cannot keep peace in the church unless all of the members of the church agree and believe that by keeping the unity and peace of the church, we all can grow spiritually. Every one of us is responsible for this. If I come to the church with this mindset, I am responsible to keep peace in the church and unity. How much sacrifices I'm going to endure in order for this goal to be achieved? But it is a responsibility, it's my role, and I have to be aware of this. I am also responsible to bring others to Christ. It's not only enough for me myself to come to the church. I am not speaking here about going preaching the word to all the people whom I know and do not know. Maybe I am not this person who can do this. But I can preach to others through giving example. The light, the lamp, is not to be hidden under a basket as we hear it, but it should be revealed to everyone. If really we all live according to what we say we believe, I am sure that there will never be a person who is non-believing around us. I am responsible to do as those four people did, bring others to Christ. Maybe I will start doing this to the very narrow circle around me, my family. I am responsible to bring them to Christ. And maybe this circle is going to extend to include other people as well. But I have to be always aware that it's part of my responsibility to come and bring others to Christ. I am also requested from God to struggle to live a life of righteousness. If we are all members of one body, then the welfare, the purity of one person, the righteousness of one person, will contribute into the righteousness of the whole assembly. If I want the whole body to be well, then everyone is responsible to struggle to live a life of righteousness by himself. Meaning, if I really have a life of repentance, if I really try to come to God and I try to draw closer to Him, I not only do a favor to myself, but also I am doing a favor to the assembly. By having every member to be sound and healthy, then the whole group will be safe and will be in much better situation. I am also responsible before others to serve with my given gifts. My gifts are not only given to me to live with it and enjoy that I was given this talent from God. If you have health, only just you can stand and you can raise up your hand, then you are entrusted over a gift, a talent that you are responsible to serve with. Today, the message from the gospel is we should be doing as those four people did. They resemble our fathers, the apostles, who gave up everything in order to bring us, like this paralytic man, to the attention of the Lord so He can save and heal the sins of all of us. As they did, we should walk in their manner. We all need each other. No one can live in this world by himself. We are called to help and bring each other to the attention of Christ so we can find before Him forgiveness of our sins and savings for our many, many diseases. To the Lord be due all glory now and forever and ever. Amen.